Yes, I think it's quite a good idea. I can see one or two of the younger ones here coming to sort of sit so they can see the picture that I'm going to put on my little screen in a moment. And if there's anybody else who can't see quite well enough, you can just come and sit on the carpet. That's fine. And I'll do my picture as well as I can. It's for the grown-ups as well as the young people, my picture. It's for everybody. I like drawing pictures. And we're going to have a picture which is about this verse, I'll tell you. Here it is in Acts 8. We had it read earlier. Then Philip ran to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. Many people are like that. Many people haven't the first clue. When they open a book, and especially if it's the Bible, they may say to themselves, I'm not quite sure what this is all about. There seems to be an awful lot of it. What can I learn from this? Am I really understanding it? So we're going to talk about this. I'll draw it. Somebody said to me, do you draw your own pictures when you do these talks in church with the pictures? And I said, yes, I do. I draw them all, but I'm not really a very good drawer. I tend to copy pictures rather than draw them out of my head. So I tend to say, how am I going to draw a mountain with some flat bits on it? Ah, I say, that's how you do it. I look at a picture book. See, I'll try and do it. So I'm quite a good copier, though I'm not all that good a drawer. But I try and draw these myself best I can. And here we are on the desert road. Well, it was a desert road because it's got cactuses. And we can imagine, we're told in the scriptures in Acts 8 that it was a desert road. And there was a man running on that road. You haven't seen it yet, have you? There you are. The royal box up there. And you can see it as well if you have a little look. My desert road. Boiling hot day, of course. Absolutely boiling. One little cloud, perhaps, in the sky, but that's about all. The sun was just beating down. It was very thirsty work. And here was a man running, 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 running on the road. And you may say to yourself, but why run when you're on a desert road? Why not just walk very slowly, fanning yourself as you go? This man was running, just as we were sort of doing the actions of running a moment ago in our song. His name was Philip. Philip was a very, very good organizer, terrific organizer. And he was such a good organizer that they said among the early Christians, look, we'll have Philip. And there's Stephen, and there's one or two other ones. There are seven of them all. And they said, let's make these our organizers to organize the church. Administrators, we'd call them today. Managers, if you're in a hotel. So they made Philip one of the managers, one of the organizers. Then they found, or he found, that he was a bit of a speaker. He could give talks. He didn't know he'd got that gift. But he tried it out one day, I suppose, and so thought, gosh, maybe God has given me the ability to speak. So he became a speaker as well. Then somebody said, come and speak to us over in Samaria, would you, Philip? We'd like you to give us some talks. So he went to Samaria, and the people came in great shoals to hear him speak. They loved Philip speaking. They thought he was a wonderful talker about Jesus Christ. And hundreds of people were becoming followers of Jesus. And Philip thought, blow all this organization, I like speaking. So he became a speaker. Then one day, it seemed that God was saying to him, stop all that in Samaria. Come right away. I know you've got crowds listening to you. I want you to come on a desert road. Come on that desert road. I've got something for you to do. He just felt he got to go. So he went onto this desert road that leads. Can you remember where it was? Any of the younger ones here? Where was the desert road leading to? Have a go. You're nearly there. It's something to do with Jerusalem. Yes? Gaza, you said. Yes, that's right. I call it Gaza, but it doesn't matter. Gaza or Gaza, even. On the road to Gaza. On the road to Gaza. I once gave a talk in All Souls about this story in one of the sermons. And afterwards, a man came up to me. And he said, do you know what? He said, I live in Gaza. So we had a great hug. And because he said Gaza, I thought, that's how we pronounce it. Okay, Gaza. So on the road to Gaza, there's Philip, once the great administrator, great organizer, now preacher. But no one to preach to, just going along the road. And actually, I think at this point he was walking until he saw the chariot. Well, we had that in the reading, of course. There was a chariot in the distance. And when he saw the chariot, it seemed that a little voice inside Philip was saying, run. You've got to catch up that chariot. There's somebody in it, and I want you to speak to that person in the chariot. So then, of course, Philip began running. I don't think I'd like to run on a really hot day, but that's what he did. Oh, I haven't put the people in. Look, here they are. The Ethiopian Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's got an umbrella over his head, so he's all right. And the man helping him, well, of course, he's his helper. He's his aide, his servant, holding the umbrella over the Ethiopian. He's the Chancellor of the Exchequer, in charge of all of the finances for Ethiopia. Queen Candace, she was the great queen of the day over there in Ethiopia, and she had this man, the Ethiopian, to look after all the money. So he is another organizer. And then Philip hears this sort of voice inside. It's God speaking to him, really, saying, run, catch up that chariot. So he runs as fast as he can. And the chariot was also, remember, it's got horses pulling it along, so Philip had to run very, very fast. And I can imagine him as he got near saying, excuse me, excuse me. Have you ever done that when you're chasing a bus or chasing after somebody who's on a bike? You say, hey, stop, excuse me. Well, that's what he was doing. Poor Philip, it was very, very hard work. But eventually, the man on the chariot, heard there was a noise behind him. He said, who's that? Who's this? Who's he? Looks a bit of an organizer, he's coming towards me. And they slowed the horses down, they stopped. And what had happened was that Philip, as he got near to the chariot, just before it stopped, he heard the man reading. And he was reading from the prophet Isaiah. He's reading about from the 53rd chapter. What had happened? The man had been, you got it nearly right, he'd been to Jerusalem. This man had been to Jerusalem, and he was now on the road to Gaza, and he was reading a book that he'd obviously got in Jerusalem, the holy book, the scriptures, Isaiah, reading it, and reading it out loud, and thinking, what's all this about? I can't make head or tail of it. And Philip was just in time to hear him reading, thought, I know that bit. I know that bit that he's reading from. I'll help him. So he comes up and says, excuse me, do you know what you're reading? Can you understand it? Very cheeky to talk like that. Bit forward, bit pushy. But nevertheless, the man said, no, I haven't a clue. Can't understand it. How can I understand? Unless somebody can sit with me. Do you understand? Oh, Philip said, I know that passage very well. He said, sit with me. Come on, sit with me. Help me. Would you help me? Yeah, I said, sure, I'll help you. So what happened was that Philip got into the chariot. And he could stop all that running. And now we change the picture. We have the two of them sitting together in the chariot. And look, he's got the book of the prophet Isaiah open in front of them both. And Philip's saying, now where's the place? Ah, yes, that bit, that verse. I know that verse, he said. It's about Jesus. Jesus? Who's he? Said the Ethiopian. He hadn't a clue. Not the first idea. So it says that Philip sat down and started the whole story about Jesus, about how he'd come into the world to be the friend of us all, how he loves us, how he gave his life for us on the cross, how he can forgive our sins. And the Ethiopian chancellor, this money man, thought, I need that. I need forgiveness. And Philip, I can imagine saying to him, and what happens, he says, is that God will meet you at the cross. He won't meet you anywhere else, Mr. Exchequer, but he will meet you at the cross. Would you come to the cross? Come to tell Jesus Christ, who's died for you, that you love him, that you're grateful, that you're sorry for your sins? Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to give you a new life. All this happened on the road to Gaza. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful that Luke puts it in the Bible for us to read about. I love stories. I love stories about people meeting with Jesus. There are plenty of stories here in church of people who in one way or another have come to know Jesus Christ. Sometimes very dramatic ways. Sometimes very quiet, natural ways, like it was with me. Sometimes people just grow up being introduced to the life of Jesus Christ in the Bible. Here's a man who hadn't the first idea. So Philip was there at exactly the right moment. Now this speaks to us. Here we are, a great crowd of people. Everybody's got a different story. I wonder what your story is of knowing Jesus better, coming to know him more personally. That's the quest of many people. Many people say, I know about Jesus, but it's not very personal. I wish it was more personal. I wish I could feel that he really was my friend, who's in at the inside of my life. Well, I felt like that once. I was 13 years of age when I felt that and thought, I would like to know Jesus more personally. So I grew up at Gabari, and where the Knightons come from. I was introduced to the life of Jesus, but it wasn't until I was 13 I thought, I really want to know him better. And so I heard a man giving a talk, and I thought, that's what I wanted to hear, that man giving the talk. So here we are, the Ethiopian, there's Philip, sitting down, talking about the Bible, and the Ethiopian saying, then why shouldn't I start? Can I start today? Can I be baptized? Philip says, yes. Can, look, here's some water. They stop the chariot, and the Ethiopian makes the great start with Jesus Christ. And then they sort of seal it by having a little baptism service out there in the desert, where they just were lucky enough to find a bit of water. I think it's a wonderful story. But then, what's your story? Everybody has a story. Is there an inquirer in church? And you're wondering, how do I get into all this Christianity business? How can I get to know what some of these other people seem to have found? I'll tell you this, no one's going to hassle you. Nobody. No one's going to say, come on, come into this corner, I'll tell you all about it. No, that won't happen. No manipulation here. We don't believe in that sort of approach. So, you're quite safe. No one's going to be after you or drive you into a corner or make you feel embarrassed. Nevertheless, the people to help. And what happened in this case was this, that the Ethiopian, as you so rightly said, my younger answerer, had been to the right place. He'd been to Jerusalem. Well, that was known as a holy city. That was the first thing. He went to a place. Perhaps it was a kind of pilgrimage, that I must go to that holy city. Then I can imagine him saying, can I buy that copy of that holy book? And they say, yeah, okay, this is Isaiah. I'll buy that. Thank you very much indeed. So he goes to the right place where he could hear and understand a bit more. The right place, that's one tip. Then there's the right book. So we are hearing about L. Rose Hunter's book this morning, this new book. I hope many of us will get it. It's obviously going to help a lot of people. £6, something, whatever it is. It's not too much to pay. See if you can get that, the right book. And then in our case, of course, we think the right book, the best book, is the Bible. We'll help you about the Bible. So somebody here isn't the first clue, doesn't know very much. We've got little courses, you know, and you can opt for these courses, or you can get into a beginner's group, or into our group called Christianity Explained. Ask about it afterwards, ladies, gentlemen, younger ones. Do ask about that. We've got a course that my colleague Chris Hobbs runs with his friends to help people to understand the right book, Christianity Explained. We'll help you. There'll be no hassle. We'll help you. And then the last thing is, well, the right person. So there he is, and God had his administrator ready, his organizer. And he had said to him, go on, get onto that desert road. There's something for you to do. And then on the desert road, there's the person. You're going to help him. And so he sits down in friendship, and perhaps they have a glass of Coca-Cola on the road, or whatever they had in those days, and then in friendship, they just go over this wonderful passage that explains about the cross and about Jesus Christ, and how we can get to know him. The right person at the right time. So at the end of the service, you can do that today. I tell you, you can. You may have been coming to this church for a little while and thought, isn't there somebody who could just help me a bit? I don't know anything about this. How do I get into it? Ask us afterwards. You can ask me if you like. I got 7 friends. 8 friends? I'm not sure how many, but several friends sitting here in the front row. I asked them to sit in the front row before the service. And I said to them, if I've got any friend who comes up afterwards asking for a bit of help, would you be on hand? You're my trusted friends? I said, of course. They can talk to you about some group to get into. Maybe they'll give you a bit of literature. We got some literature. Ask them for a bit. I've written a little book explaining about how to start. Well, I've given them that book. Ask them for it. They won't hassle you. If you want to sit down and talk about it a bit more, of course you can. Or if you just want to ask for a book and take it away, read it for yourself, fine. We'll help the right person. God always has his person special and ready. And with this little story I end, I know a man in East Africa, a man in Kenya, called Washington Okumu. He's often been here in church. I don't know whether he's in church this morning, but he's often in church here when he's passing through London. He's a bit of a politician. And he was the one who helped Chief Buthelezi in South Africa to get involved in the election. So God had his man ready. Washington Okumu is a fine Christian man, loves the scriptures. And he just was there on hand and was able to say to Chief Buthelezi, come on, it's all right, I'll help you. Let's work this out. We'll do a little deal. I'll help you. God has his helpers always ready at some point. Here we are then, the right place, the right book, the right person. And by the end of the day, something wonderful had happened. The Ethiopian Chancellor of the Exchequer, of Queen Candace, of the Ethiopians, had made the greatest decision that was to change the whole course of his life. You younger people, if you've got questions, you know who to go to, don't you? The right person? Who's your right person? Probably one of the Sunday school helpers. You know where to go. Ask them afterwards. Say to them if you want, please help me further. I'd like to understand. Give me some little book about Jesus. They'll help you as well as they can.